Well, good morning, Hope Chapel. If you're out in the lobby, why don't you come on inside? We're going to get started with some worship and praise this morning. Amen. And if you're out there and you'd like to come out to the front for a time of worship, jump up on your feet, clap with us, worship the Lord with us in this area, feel free to do that. It's open space. So, Lord, we love you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity we get to come together and worship you, God, within spirit and in truth. And, God, I just ask that as the word goes forth today, God, that you just anoint Seth, God, with heaven's words and let those words penetrate our hearts and bring life change to us in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. And if you wonder who this is a good buddy of mine. His name is John. He's going to be leading us today while my mouth is still healing all up and stuff. So we're going to go into a time of some good worship. I got a tooth pulled. We'll talk about it later. All right, cool. Amen.
You came to set the captives free. You came to give us liberty. My sin, my rejection met. Your blood, my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Oh, sing every chain.
And every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa. Whoa. Your blood has covered every sin. Your grace empowers me to win. My pain and my oppression met. Your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Yeah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa. Whoa.
Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, One, two, now I'm up. I'm going to try to read something without tearing up this morning that I just posted just a few minutes ago. Years ago, sitting in a crowd of ministers, I listened to a man standing and telling his story as he introduced his sons. He talked about their past and what a blessing they had been, and then he quoted a scripture out of Isaiah saying that your children will be your glory. I remember turning to my wife with tears in my eyes and asking her if there would ever be a day that I could say that. I remember gently patting me on the hand and told me that there would be a day that God would answer that prayer. And for that ever to happen, God and only God would have to do that. Because I was at a loss for answers, and there were times in our lives when all seemed hopeless, when you've done everything that you is humanly possible, when you have cried yourself dry and wonder if God even heard you. You see, the children of Israel know how I felt, caught in bondage, not of their own making, but with hope and seemingly no light at the end of the tunnel, and yet God heard. It says in Exodus chapter 3, the Lord said, I indeed have heard the misery of my people of Egypt. I have heard their cry and out of their slave drivers. And I am concerned about their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and bring them out of the land of the good and spacious land and a land with flowing with milk and honey. I have watched that very thing happen in my family, that God has rescued both of my sons. For hundreds of years and hundreds of churches, pastors have had the pleasure, the excitement, and the fulfillment of watching their son stand in their pulpit and deliver their first sermon. Today I get that pleasure. My son, Seth Kasem, will stand alongside the Father of creation to deliver the living word that he has given him, an answer to a question from years ago in Chicago. And yes, my sons, both of them, are my glory. Thank you, Father. Father, we invite you in. Yes, yes. Father, we invite you into this place today. For the past 2 weeks, Lord, we have watched you move in a very incredible, sovereign, different kind of way. Today, I expect nothing different from you. For you are indeed doing something that you have done for years. Begin to invade the darkness, not only of our lives, but our church families and our nation in a way to bring your redeeming power. Father, the church has been so asleep in so different ways and trying to reinvent itself rather than us allowing you to come and bring the invention of who you are in our midst. So God, with people with wide open eyes, wide open hearts, wide open spirits, we invite you this morning to come and once again move sovereignly in our midst. That we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to feel your heartbeat this morning. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that. Let us worship him this morning.
a place for me. I'm the child of God. Yes, I am. As I am chosen, not forsaken, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am.
This morning, I'm reminded of the prodigal son scripture, how the son pretty much told his father that I want you, Dad, and I want what's mine now. And how oftentimes do we see that we do something that we know we're not supposed to do? And we spit in the face of God. But then we realize, we get to our lowest, and we look to Him, where our help comes from, where our hope comes from, where our peace comes from, where our grace comes from, where our love comes from, where our mercy comes from. And we say, Father, forgive us. And He is faithful. We are not looked at as slaves. We are not looked at as lowly people. We are looked at as co-heirs with Christ, seated in heavenly places, next to the Father, in a place of royalty. So we're going to sing this bridge one more time. And we need to sing this from a place of identity. From a place of, I am a chosen person. I am a chosen child. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am called and set apart for His purpose and for His promises. Yes, I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not a
I am who you say.
child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Hallelujah.
God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. So make his praise glorious, glorious, glorious. For his name is glorious, glorious, glorious.
Before sin entered into heaven, before heaven became polluted, and before God took drastic action of a standard that who he is and had to, that God created three angels. One angel was over the worship of all of heaven. The other angel, Gabriel, was over the Word of God. And Michael was over the prayer. A design for the way the church should be. So this morning, as we have had expressive worship and we'll come back and worship again, our custom here is to break into groups of 3 to 4 to begin to pray. Our faith being stimulated by the worship we've just heard, that the glorious one, the God of all creation, will enter in with our groups of 3 or 4 and begin to answer prayer. So this morning, let's just break into groups real quick. Let's pray the needs of those that are here. If you're new with us, unfamiliar with that, someone will come to you and be with you in prayer. And let's take a few moments and we'll come back and worship again.
Thank you.
mercy, love of God.
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings this morning, another part of our worship this morning, the Father's just like giving me two kind of visions this morning. One is when we were singing glory, the hallelujah and the breaking and the prayers, I sat back and I saw the Father as best as we can see Him receiving our prayers as incense rising, with Him taking His hands and brushing them into His face of praise and of prayers. The other was simply something that took place Friday when a family that Carol and I have not seen in close to 9 years, who used to come here and moved off into a different place, they came through the door, all six of them, the husband, the wife, the four kids. And I mean the joy that I felt of seeing this young man. You can be seated, and I hadn't seen in years. And as I'm thinking of that process here, what is the joy of the Father that when either we pass from this life into His presence, or that when He comes and gathers His own from the four corners of the earth, what joy will He feel when Ephesians says that we are His inheritance? Not that, yes, we have an inheritance from Him, but yet He comes and says that we are His inheritance when we were truly with Him in the place of our ancestors, in the place of our inheritance. This morning, as we take up our tithes and offerings, we just ask You, God, to bless the offering. Father, this offering isn't meant for any of us. It's meant for You. We take this up not only because You command us to, but Father, we take it and we give it joyfully to You. For its blessings come with a cheerful heart, and Your command is give so that I can give to You and bless You. So, Father, I ask You to bless this offering. I ask You to bless those who are giving, faithful out of the generosity of their heart. Lord, I'm reminded of that story when David called on the people to come and bring offerings for the new temple. They finally had to say, enough is enough. Don't bring no more, because they were overwhelmed with the giving. And people still wanted to give because they knew who You were. Father, I ask us to have an open eye to see who You are, that we may not only give of our resources, but Lord, we give of our giftings, but more important, we give of our lives. So, Father, we just ask for You to bless that in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen and amen and amen, guys. Good stuff, huh?